You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Morning, everybody. We're back. Civic Media Radio Network.
The music of the stars.
Well, high noon. High noon.
April showers may come your way. They bring the flowers that bloom in May. So if it's raining, have no regrets, because it isn't raining rain, you know. Violets, and where you see clouds upon the hills, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers come along,
so if it's raining, raining, have no regrets,
because it isn't raining rain, you know, it's raining violets. And where you see clouds upon the hills, you soon will see crowds of daffodils. So keep on looking for a bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers come along.
Drip, 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 drip. Pitter-patter April showers.
I can't stand Asdrither anymore! Thank you, Professor Pootwaddle. And now I should sing a little song, April Showers. I believe I'm in voice. Delightfully in voice. When April showers, she never closes the curtain. Maybe I better start again. When April showers may come your way, they bring the flowers that bloom in blay, a bale of hay. The other day, a very funny thing happened the other day. I was walking down the street and I saw a man run over himself. Yes, he did. Here's how it happened. He picked me up in his car and we went to the corner and we stopped and he said, "Would you run across the street and mail this letter?" I said, "No." So he ran over himself. Ha! That's a killer! And when it's raining, have no regrets, because it isn't raining rain, you see, it's raining violets. That's better than hailing taxi cabs. I won't drive it. Yellow cab driver. And when you see clouds up on a hill, you'll see they're just clouds of diffodals, a daffodil, a defodo, a doof-a-whiff, a whiff and poofs. Whiff and poofs, we are poor little lambs who have lost our way. Wrong animal. So keep on looking for the bluebird and listening for his song. Whenever April showers, ah, April, how I love it, the spring and picnics and the birds and the bees. Speaking of bees, did you hear about the bee who married a doorbell? They had a humdinger. They come to home.
The table's down at Maury's, to the place where Louis dwells, to the dear old temple bar we love so well.
Sing the whiff and puffs assembled, with their glasses raised on high, and the magic of their singing cast its spell. Yes, the magic of their singing, of the songs we love so well, shall I wasting and lavourning and the rest. We will serenade our Louis.
We will serenade our Louis.
While life and boys shall last, then we'll pass and be forgotten like.
Thank you. Sure looks like it's gonna rain. That's what I was saying out loud. But inside, my mind was working too fast. Or so it seemed. Nothing's accomplished by this. Nothing that makes sense. Let me tell you about my mind. It seems to turn in circles that get tighter and tighter as my thoughts swing upward and inward, as I reach into what might as well be upward as downward, as I think in endless chain reactions that tighten up tighter and tighter until I want to... But I mustn't do that. Loosen up. Take it easy. Just relax. Have to appear calm. Even though I know it's a lie, I'm not calm. Not inside. I'm a nervous wreck inside. Sure, you think I'm calm. Outwardly, I appear so. But you should see the inside of me. Here. Come on in. At first it doesn't make any sense, which is perfectly all right. What bothers me is when it does make sense, like behind this door. Which makes sense. One, two, three, four. One, two, three, four. And this makes me think of somebody who invented numbers, which also makes sense. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Wonder if he had much trouble inventing those numbers. Wonder if he had trouble with zero. Pretty hard to imagine nothing. Nothing. No thing. No me. No you. No world. Nothing. Which doesn't make sense. Which frightens me. I can't stand things that frighten me. That don't make any sense. Come on, let's get out of my brain. Quick. Quick through the door here. Now, through this one. Oh. Ah, that's better.
Huh?
I said, sure looks like it's gonna rain.
Oh, I don't think so.
Yeah, we'll do the parody, and then what else you got? Yeah, and then you got yeah, all right, Tony. Sure, I don't care. Play any goddamn thing you want. It made no sense. There has been a lot of talk. There's always a lot of talk. For about, I don't know, maybe 35 years now, people have been buying and selling airplanes, right? I bought an airplane. You think I set off a 50-megaton bomb the way this thing has come across? Well, I'd like to sing a little parody about my airplane. It's really a glider. It's got...
You keep going your way, I'll keep going my way. River, stay away from the door. I just got a cabin, you don't need my cabin. River, stay away from the door. Don't come up any higher, I'm so all alone. and the fire. That is all I own. I ain't breaking your heart. Don't start breaking my heart. River, stay away from the door. I'll keep going my way. You keep rolling your way. River, stay away from the door. I just got me a cabin. You'll never need that cabin. River, stay away from the door. Don't you come up any higher. I'm so all alone. Leave the bed and the fire. And you can have that phone. I ain't breaking your heart. Don't you start breaking my heart. River, stay away from the door. Stay away, get away, roll away, stay away, you dirty old muddy river, you. River, stay away from the door.
Here we all work along the Mississippi. Here we all work while the big boss plays, pulling them ropes from the dawn till sunset, and getting no rest till the judgment day. You don't look up and you don't look down. You don't dare make the big boss frown. Well, you bend your knee and you bow your head, and you pull them ropes until you're dead.
Hey! You keep going your way. Keep going my way. River, stay away from my. I just got a cabin. You don't need my cabin. Stay away from my door. Don't come up any high. I'm so all alone. Leave my bed and my.
Hey!
That's all I owed.
Hey!
I ain't breaking your heart. Don't start breaking my.
Hey!
Don't start breaking my.
Hey!
River, stay away. River, stay away. River, stay away from by.
Thank you very much. Well, it took so long to open the show that it's just time to say thank you for being with us, and good night, everybody! just kidding. But it's great to be with you tonight. We have a special...
Pardon me, Mr. Freeburg, but my name is Tweedley.
Well, we all have our problems.
I am the censor from the Citizens Radio Committee, and, I feel...
You, from the Citizens Radio Committee, you say?
Exactly what I said, yes.
And what is your purpose in being here?
I must okay all the material used on your program here, And I think the best method is to just sit back here and interrupt when I feel it's necessary.
You mean you plan to stop me every time I do something that you think is wrong?
Exactly. I'll just sound my little horn like this. And then you stop, and I'll tell you what's wrong.
Somehow I can tell this is going to be one of those days.
You just go right ahead, Mr. Freeberg. Don't mind me.
Yeah, now I'd like to sing...
You forgot to say thank you, Mr. Freeberg. Politeness is an essential in radio programming. Your program goes into the home. We must be a good influence on children.
That's a darling little horn there. Mm-hmm. Thanks very much, Mr. Tweedley.
You're welcome, I'm sure.
I'd like to sing a old river song in honor this week of National Mississippi Riverboat Paddle Wheel Week. Mr. May, if you please.
Very polite, Mr. Freeberg.
Thank you.
Old Man River, that old...
All right, Tweedley, politeness I dig, but what in the world is wrong with Old Man River?
The word old has a connotation some of the more elderly people find distasteful. I would suggest you make the substitution, please.
I suppose you insist?
Precisely. You may continue.
Okay, music.
You forgot to say thank you.
Say thank you, yes, okay. Thank you, Mr. Tweedley.
You're quite welcome, I am sure.
Elderly man river, that elderly man river, he must know something, but he don't say nothing.
All right, hold it, fellas. Now what, Tweedley?
The word something, you left off the G.
But that's authentic. Something. Something. That's the way the people talk down there.
What? The home is a classroom, Mr. Freeberg.
I know you said that.
Keep in mind the tiny tots. And furthermore, think back. You'll recall that you said, but he don't say nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, really, Mr. Freeberg, that's a double negative. Do you mean he does say something?
No, I just wasn't using my head, I guess.
I mean, after all, it should be grammatically correct, keeping in mind...
Mind the tiny tot, yes.
You probably mean he doesn't say anything.
I suppose I mean that, yes, I guess. All right, fine, you win. All right, Billy, music. Thank you.
You're welcome, I am sure.
Elderly man river, that elderly man river, he must know something, but he doesn't say anything. He just keeps rolling, rolling. He just keeps rolling along. He doesn't plant taters, potatoes. He doesn't plant cotton, cotting. And them, these, those that plants them are soon forgotting. But every man river, just keep rolling along.
Excellent.
Thank you.
You and me.
The tiny tots again, was it?
Exactly.
Sorry about that. Here we go. Got by that one.
Hold that part! Lift that bill!
You get a little.
Okay, take your finger off the button, Mr. Tweedley. We know when we're licked. Well, that can...
There we go!
Bobby Riddell.
That old man river, don't say nothing, must know something. Old man river, he just keeps rolling along. Now you don't plant it us, don't plant cotton. Them that plants them are soon forgotten. Old man river, he just keeps rolling along. Now you me, we sweat and strain, bodies all aching and it's racked with pain. Took the that barge. Lift that bale, get a little out of hand, you'll land in jail. I get so weary, sick of trying, tired of living, fear to die, but old man River, he just keeps rolling along. Ah, that river keeps a rolling till met by the sea. I keep a rolling, but it's waiting for me. All I do is wander on the wilderness road, talking to that river, asking to deliver me from this wearisome load. Old man river, that old man river, don't say nothing, Lord, he must know something. Old man river, he just keeps rolling along. Now you don't plant potatoes, don't plant cotton, them that plant some are soon forgotten. Ha! River, it just keeps rolling along. Now you and me, we sweat and strain, body's all aching and it's racked with pain. Tote that barge, lift that bale, get a little out of hand, you land in jail. I get so weary, so sick I'm crying, tired of living, free to die, but oh man, river, he just keeps on rolling.
Bobby Rydell.
Rolling along.
Sam Cooke.
Rolling along. Rolling along.
Music of the Stars.
Old man river, that old man river. He don't say nothing, but he must know something. For old man river, he just keeps rolling along. He don't plant potatoes, he don't plant cotton, and them that plants them, they're soon forgotten. While old man River, he just keeps rolling along. I'm tired of living, but afraid of dying. While old man River, he just keeps rolling along, rolling along, rolling along, rolling along. You and me, sweat and strain. Tote that barge, lift that bale, get a little drunk and you land in jail. I get weary and sick of trying, I'm tired of living, but afraid of dying. While old man River, he just keeps rolling along, rolling along.
Sam Cooke, what a talent. Count Basie, Tony.
Old man river, that old man river, he must know something, but he don't say nothing. He just keeps rolling, keeps on rolling along. He don't plant taters, he don't plant cotton, but them that plants him is soon forgotten. But old man river, he just keeps rolling along. Body's all aching and racked with pain. Tote that bar, lift that bell. Get a little drunk and you land in jail. But I get weary, sick of trying, tired of living, fear to die. But old man River, he just keeps rolling. Just keeps rolling. Just
that bell. Get a little drunk and you land in jail. Well, I get weary and sick of trying. Tired of living, feeling and dying. But old man River, he just keeps rolling on.
We'd like to sing for you now a song that's truly American in origin, and there's very few musical forms that really were originated in this country, and this is one of the best. It's a spiritual, American spiritual, and it goes like this. What are you doing?
That was backwards.
That was back.
Michael rowed the boat ashore. Hallelujah. Michael rowed the boat ashore. Hallelujah.
Sisters, help to trim the sail.
Hallelujah. Sisters, help to trim the sail. Hallelujah.
No, this is a group participation song, although it's a sing-along, not a clap-along.
That's right.
Because we'd like you to join in and sing with us.
Now, the reason we would like you all to sing along is that whenever we get a group of people together and they sing together, they create a mystical, magical power of love, of brotherhood, and it happens every single time. And I'll give you an example to prove my point, to prove what I say is true. Say you're in New York City, late at night, walking down a very dark street back to your hotel. You have no other choice, you can't find a taxi. So you're walking quite quickly, and on the way you pass an even darker alley. Now, that alley happens to be a shortcut to the hotel. So you look down this alley, and you could barely make out these tiny figures lurking and looming, these shadowy figures lurking and looming right out at you. But you wouldn't walk down that alley, would you? No, you wouldn't walk down that alley because it would be dangerous. But if the strangers in that alley were singing together, and that's the sound of love and brotherhood, then it would be perfectly safe to walk right down that alley.
But if they stop singing, haul ass.
That's right. That's right. He's right.
Here we go now. Everybody sing.
A Michael rowed the boat ashore.
Come on, it's here.
Hallelujah.
Take it.
One more time. A Michael rowed. So great, we want to ask all the ladies in the audience, and just the ladies this time, to sing the second verse, Sisters Help to Trim the Sails, and really sing out, because when you sing together, your voices are so beautiful. Here we go, Sisters Help to Trim the Sails.
Here we go.
Okay?
Sisters help to trim the sails. Hallelujah. Sisters help to trim the sails. Hallelujah.
Everybody hum.
Jesus! Sounds like a choir of angels sing. You know, my friends, the Lord works in mysterious ways. Give me your money. You know, my friends, this reminds me of a story about a man. About a man? About a man. This man lost his sense of humor. And a sense of humor is truly as a sense of proportion. And he had no laughter in his life. He had no smile in his soul. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
He had no laughter in his heart, no smile in his soul. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Ham and eggs.
Ham
and eggs. And I know this story to be true, my friends. I know it to be true, for I was that man.
No.
For 7 years, I could not laugh, I could not smile. My house was a mansion in disrepair, and I lived in a basement of despair. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Eggs over easy.
Eggs.
I could not laugh, I could not smile, and I cried out to the Lord. I said, Lord, why'd you take away my laughter? Why to take away my smile. And the Lord said unto me, he said, Tom, is that a rhetorical question? For there are no writers.
Okay.
Banjos are syncopating. What's that they're saying?
What's that they're saying?
While they keep playing,
humming and swaying,
it's a good cheer.
Robert E. Lee, that trumpet carries a cotton on me.
She's an old side whaler built in 1903. But friends, if it's in history you're wanting to delve, why she ran aground in Natchez back in 1912. So good people, let me bring the story up to date. There's another Robert E. Lee, let me elucidate. She went down the ways in Boston for her maiden trip, and she ain't no side wheeling catfish, she's a Liberty ship. Oh well, they loaded her with aeroplanes and guns and tanks. Then they filled her to the gunnels with a thousand yanks. They didn't know where they were going, not a soul would tell. And she got her maiden christened in with shot and shell. But she brought her cargo through and dumped them at Oran. Every mother's son among them never lost a man. She come back and did it twice again, and I'll be blowed. Why, here she comes again to get another load. And you can see her chugging along. Hear them singing a song.
She's gonna blow,
blow,
now,
now,
go,
go,
now.
Now equipment is heavy, but everyone's ready, 'cause they've all been waiting this day to get a chance to join in the fray. It's simply great, mate, joining the invasion, sailing on the Robert E. Lee.
Here's Judy.
When the storm clouds are riding on a winter sky, sail away. Sail away, sail away. When you feel weather, blow your dreams sky high. Sail away, sail away, sail away. But when soon or late you recognize your fate, that will be your great, great day.
Back in 1942 or maybe 43, I sailed with Captain Tuna, the chicken of the sea. We didn't sink the Bismarck, no matter what they say. For when we seen the German ships, we sailed the other way. We seen torpedoes coming and we saw a periscope. We were full of fighting spirit and our souls were full of hope. The captain yelled, "Now hear this!" He really flipped his lid. We haven't yet begun to fight, what's more, we never did.
Oh, we didn't sink the Bismarck and we didn't fight at all. We spent our time in Norfolk and we really had a ball.
Chasing after women while our ship was overhauled.
Living it up on grapefruit juice and sick bay alcohol.
Then they made me a frogman on the demolition team. I sunk a battleship, a cruiser, and a submarine. I blew up ammunition dumps, I did my best to please. I did it all before the Navy sent me overseas. Tony, our Italian cook, was a-settin' on the deck. And we were peeling taters, we must have peeled a peck. The captain yelled, "Hey, Tony, is that a U-boat I see?" Tony says, "It's a not of my boat, it's a no belong to me."
Oh, we didn't sink the Bismarck and we didn't fight at all. We spent our time in Norfolk and we really had a ball.
Chasing after women while our ship was overhauled.
Living it up on grapefruit juice and sick bay alcohol.
And now the war is over and our story can be told. About our captains fighting men, the young ones and the old. We stayed in San Francisco, away from the battle scenes. We spent our time on Treasure Island, fighting the Marines.
Oh, we didn't sink the Bismarck and we didn't fight at all. We spent our time in Norfolk and we really had a ball.
Chasing after women while our ship was overhauled.
Well, living it up on grapefruit juice and sick bay alcohol.
We'd like to do a song now, a short-haired song.
Short-haired song?
It's a song in a world in which we live, where everything in a world where we look around, we say, what's happening in this world where there's things that seem so wrong and so bad, and only through one of the, probably the most fantastic thing in the world is people's voices singing. Mm-hmm. For in a world that is torn asunder, only the sound of people's voices joined in song bring its warmth of freedom and friendship to all of us. So I know a lot of you have come to tear amongst yourself as strangers. Friends, let's join in. It's going to have... Was there something else?
No, you could. That's all right.
Here we go. One.
Why don't you tell him the words real quickly of the song?
It's about... It goes, if I had a ship, I'd sail away. If I had a ship, I'd sail away. If I had a ship, I'd sail away. Sail away, sail away. 1, 2, 3, 4...
If I had a ship, I'd sail away. If I had a ship, I'd sail away. Leave my sorrows where they lay. If I had a ship, I'd sail away.
Here we go, gang, every. If we had a ship.
If If I had a ship,
I'd sail away.
I'd sail away.
If I had a ship,
oh. If I had a ship,
I'd sail away.
I'd sail away.
Keep it rolling, gang.
Keep it rolling. My sorrows where they lay.
If I had a ship, friend.
If I had a ship,
smile when you sail.
I'd sail away.
Oh, that hurts. I just
wait.
Wait a second. I heard someone not singing right over there.
I wasn't watching. You mean you saw some guy not singing?
No, I heard him right over there.
Now wait a minute. You can't hear somebody not singing.
This is a song where people are supposed to join.
I know it, but you can't hear anybody not singing. You saw the guy.
No, right? I wasn't even looking over there, and I heard him clear as a bell. Just absolutely nothing.
Tommy, you cannot hear someone not singing.
You can.
It's impossible. You have to see him.
Okay. Am I singing right now?
No.
How do you know?
Because I can't. You heard me not singing, right?
Right.
I heard you not. Clear as a bell, I heard.
Clear
you.
As a bell, I wasn't singing, right?
That's right.
Why aren't they singing?
Hang tight for CBS News. For as much as we still can. May 22nd, it's supposed to be all over, I'm sorry to say. The music of the stars. Mr. Jones, Spike, that is, to leave us with a fond farewell.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.